ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः Yesterday was a full moon, and today onwards, until the new moon, we call this particular fortnight, 15 days, Pitrupakshaha. Pitrupaksha means a fortnight during which we invoke the grace of our ancestors or the departed souls from the family. So it's called Pitrupaksha, and this fortnight we think only of the ancestors. Then afterwards, a new moon day onwards, for 9 days we'll be worshipping only Bhagavan in our female form, I mean as Devi, Navaratri celebrations. Then the study should be intensely, seriously, vigorously started from the 10th day of victory called Vijayadashami. This is how, here I thought I should tell you also all these things, because very important for Vedic people who are studying, given to study of the Upanishads, to understand certain things and also to remember and to your ancestors from the families. Okay. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति. सो कृष्ण यजुर्वेदी ये काठकोपनिषदि अथवा कठोपनिषदि प्रथमोध्याये द्वितीयावल्यां वयम् द्वाविंशतम श्लोक मंत्र पठितवंत. ट्वेंटी फोर्थ मंत्र ना विरतो दुश्चरितान् ना शांतो ना समाहितः ना शांतमानसो वापि प्रज्ञानेनमवाप्नुयात् प्रज्ञानेनैनमाप्नुयात्. दिस मंत्र आई ऑलरेडी कंप्लीटेड. First, I want to make it clear. What does this mantra say? A person who is not adequately qualified for the attainment of jnanam cannot attain the jnanam. It's very important for a person to be qualified. Not only to attain atma jnanam, to attain any jnanam, to attain any knowledge, any discipline, one must be adequately qualified. A person who is unqualified cannot attain knowledge in any discipline also. So Atmajnanam also has a prerequisite qualification. We give a simple example always. A person who wants to do his Masters in physics must be already a graduate in physics. Only then he is eligible to apply for, to enter into the master's class. And the person who wants to be do his PhD must have got his master's degree already. And one who wants to postdoctoral fellowship must have already completed his PhD. One needs to be qualified in order to be qualified further. This is a very simple fact we all know. In the same way, even to attain this Atma Jnanam, which is not an ordinary Jnanam, it's absolute knowledge. The knowledge of anything else in the world is only relative knowledge. But knowledge of the self, knowledge of the absolute reality, the abstract reality is the absolute knowledge. Because attaining this knowledge, everything else becomes attained as it were. Attaining this knowledge, a person discovers freedom. This knowledge itself is freedom. This knowledge itself puts an end to the very search on the part of the human mind. That's why this is an extraordinary extraordinary knowledge and absolute knowledge. It is a wisdom. It is this knowledge which really frees, liberates a person from bondage. And this knowledge happens to be knowledge of the abstract reality. One must be definitely qualified. And here the prerequisite qualifications we know very well. One must have these fourfold qualifications. Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti. Even the qualification said to be wealth. One must be endowed with the wealth of this fourfold qualification. If a person has his qualifications, he is already rich. He has his wealth. Because he has the resources to attain the jnanam. Therefore, the qualifications are themselves said to be wealth. Sampattihi. And here, if a person is not qualified, it is not possible for him to attain this jnanam. That's what this mantra says. So, in order to become qualified, what should one do? In order to attain the qualification, one must be conscious of how one lives one's life. One life must be the way of life. How the person lives his life must be appropriate life, appropriate way. So a person of improper behavior means one who does not follow dharma, one does not follow universal values, one who is not conscious of living a life of values, one who is not prayerful to Bhagavan to bless him with the strength to live a life of dharma, one does not live a life of values, definitely is a person of improper behavior. Therefore, duscharitat avirataha. So, rataha means one who is involved in improper behavior. Rataha is the one who is involved in improper behavior. One who is attached to the wrong ways is rataha. Virataha is the one who is not involved in improper way of life. Virataha is one who is not involved in improper way of life, means one has withdrawn himself from the improper way of life. So, avirataha, duscharitat avirataha, the person who has not yet withdrawn himself from, avirataha, the person who has not yet withdrawn himself from the improper behavior does not attain the jnanam. So, virataha avirataha, virataha who is inward. Rataha is inward. Virataha is not inward. Avirataha, one who is withdrawn himself from improper way of life. Avirataha. I'll repeat it again. Rataha, one who is involved in improper way of life. Virataha, one who has withdrawn himself from the improper way of life. So, avirataha, one who has not withdrawn himself from improper way of life. That person, rataha, virataha mean the same. Avirataha. So, virataha is equal to uparataha. One who has withdrawn himself from the improper way of life. Virataha is equal to uparataha. One who has withdrawn himself from the improper way of life. Avirataha. One who has not withdrawn himself from the improper way of life does not attain Atma Jnanam. Avirataha, Anuparataha mean the same. Virataha, Uparataha mean the same. Avirataha, Anuparataha mean the same. They want to tell you, make it very clear. We have already seen the whole mantra. So let me go ahead with the next mantra. 25th mantra. Okay. This 25th mantra is an interesting mantra. Why? Because completely different words are used to mean the universe. Here also, emphatically but indirectly, mentioned the importance of being qualified for the attainment of jnanam. The importance of being qualified for the attainment of self-knowledge, it emphatically said but indirectly mentioned. How it is mentioned? Here, how great Atma is. We say Atma is the absolute reality, is of nature of all pervasiveness. Being all pervasive, this reality obtains as the innermost essence of every being. Atma is there, reality is there as the essential nature, the truth of everything that is here. And the core truth of everything in this world is the reality. Therefore, the reality is implied by the term Atma. And there's nothing which is bigger than the Atma, greater than the Atma, greater than this reality. Because this reality is free from all limitations. Trikala abadhitam satyam. It is free from three periods of time, which means kala aparichinnatvam Atma has. This reality is free from time limitation. Means kala parichedaha nasti. Atma does not have time limitation. So desha parichedaha nasti. Atma has no spatial limitation. Therefore, Atma definitely does not have object limitation also. If anything which has a time limitation or spatial limitation must be an object in this world. Everything in this world has time limitation. There's nothing which is free from time limitation. Time also has time limitation. Whereas if we see what is that one thing, one and the only thing which is free from time limitation, which is not bound by time, is which lends existence to the time also, is what is this abstract reality, all pervasive reality, Atma alone is free from time limitation. Atma has nityatvam. Atma has eternity as its very swarupam. Not only that, what about the space? Space is said to be the subtlest of the elements. Therefore, space is the element, only object in the world, which is free from spatial limitation, but which is also subject to time limitation. And the space, being all pervasive, one indivisible, undivided space, is said to be the avakasha pradata. Space is always said to be avakasha pradata. Avakasha pradata means the bestower of accommodation. Avakasha pradata means bestower of accommodation. Space is the bestower of accommodation, means it's all accommodative. And this space, which is said to be avakasha pradata, glorified as the bestower of accommodation, all accommodative space itself is subject to time limitation. Though it is spatially limitless, but still time bound limited. And this space also, all pervasive space, also enjoys existence only in the Atma. Therefore, Atma is accommodative of the space also. Atma is free from spatial limitation also. And being free from time limitation, spatial limitation, of course, Atma being all pervasive, being the truth of every object which enjoys existence in this world, Atma is free from object limitation also. there is no object in this world which is not Atma. Just as there's no wave which is not the water. Even though water is not the wave, there's no wave which is not the water. Similarly, Atma is not anything in the world, but still there's no object in this world which is not Atma. Therefore, Atma is free from object limitation also. And this is the fact which is repeatedly explained in the Taittiriya Upanishad as definition of when the Atma is defined as Brahma, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This is said in the Taittiriya Upanishad. And the same fact is again discussed in Bhumavidya or Chandogya Upanishad. Like this, why this abstract formless reality is said to be the greatest, biggest? Because it is free from all limitations. And being free from all limitations, Atma has independent existence. Atma is of the nature of existence. This reality, abstract formless reality, is of the nature of existence. And it is of the nature of self-existence. And this Atma, by its mere presence, lends existence to the entire world. The world does not have, including time and space, this entirety of the cosmos, including time and space, does not have independent existence of its own outside of the Atma. Therefore, Atma is the biggest Atma. That's why the reality implied by the term Atma is also implied by another term, Brahma or Bhuma. Bhuma. Okay, so here. And so reality, which is of such a nature, which is implied by the term Atma or Brahma, such greatest reality, subtlest reality, cannot be known easily, cannot be attained in terms of knowledge by a person who is not mentally stable and who is not intellectually sharp, who is not adequately qualified. That is the teaching given here. And here, the universe is the entirety of the cosmos is implied by two words, Brahma and Kshatram. The word Brahma is a neuter gender word here, which stands for the Brahmanaha, Brahmana Varniyaha. And Kshatram stands for the people, Kshatriyaha. By mentioning the people of two Varnas, Upanishad includes other people of other Varnas also. Vaishyaha and Shudraha are also included here. Why? Because why only two people of two Varnas are mentioned here? Because these people of two Varnas contribute for the protection of Dharma. So Brahmanaha teach Dharma and live Dharma. And Kshatriyaha live Dharma, protect Dharma. So again, not only teaching Dharma, and Brahmanaha, by teaching Dharma, they also help us understand the value of Dharma. Ultimately, they teach Brahmanaha or those who contribute for the preserving the Shastram, preserving the teaching, and also help attain the Jnanam also. So Brahmanaha means, don't think only the Janma, Brahmanaha or by birth Brahmanaha. We talk about all those who contribute to the protection of Dharma or Brahmanaha. Therefore, people of those two Varnas are mentioned here, which include people of other two Varnas also. So the word Brahma and Kshatram used in the mantra stand for, these two words themselves imply the entirety of the creation. entirety of the universe. Okay, this is the difference in this mantra. Let us see here. Yahatu yastvenam bhut yastvanevam bhutah. Shankaracharya says yastvanevam bhutah. If we break it, yahatu anevam bhutah. Evam bhutah. Evam bhutah means the person who is given to this life of dharma, thereby who is qualified in this manner mentioned above. Evam bhutah means the person of this nature. Evam bhutah. Evam bhutah. The person who is appropriately, adequately qualified in this manner mentioned before. Anevam bhutah means the person who is not qualified in the manner mentioned before. Anevam bhutah, the person who is not qualified in the manner mentioned below, anevam bhutah, that person for him it is not possible to attain the self knowledge. Why? The reason is given here. Yasya brahmacha kshatrancha yasya brahmacha kshatrancha ubhe bhavata odanah mrityur yasyopasechanam kaitha veda yatra saha yasya brahmacha kshatrancha ubhe bhavata odanah. Here the word yasya, yasya is a relative pronoun, you all know very well. Dakarantaha pullingaha yad shabdaha tasya shati vibhakto ekavachane yasya iti rupam. So here the yasya relative pronoun, the yasya actually relative pronoun implying the atma, it stands for the atma. So yasya atmanaha, the atma for whom, yasya atmanaha, the atma, what is atma? The all pervasive, abstract, subtlest in reality, implied by the term Brahma, implied by the term atma, for that reality, yasya atmanaha, for that atma, the atma for whom ubhe both, yasya means yatya atmanaha, the atma for whom ubhe both, both means what here? Brahmacha kshatrancha. Brahma stands for brahmanaha, kshatram means kshatriyaha, all the brahmanas and kshatriyas who are inclusive of people of other varnas also. Okay. Ubhe, both brahmanah kshatriyah. Odanaha bhavataha. Odanaha means cooked food. Odanam. Odanaha, odanam. Here it's a odanaha given as a masculine gender word. Odanaha means cooked food. Edible food. Odanaha bhavataha. For Atma, kshatriyas and brahmanas become the food. This is the literal translation. For this, the Atma for whom kshatriyas and brahmanas and kshatriyas become the food. Bhavataha, dual word. Bhavati, bhavataha, bhavanti. ஓதனாக பவத்தகா. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன் வென் யூ சே கத்ரியாஸ் அண்ட் பிராமணாஸ் அண்ட் கத்ரியாஸ் பிகம் தி ஃபுட் ஃபார் தி ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் தீஸ் டூ வேர்ட்ஸ் மீனிங் கத்ரியாக அண்ட் பிராமணாக இம்ப்ளை தி என்டையர்டி ஆஃப் தி ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் யூனிவர்ஸ். The here you can ask the question, how can you say these two words meaning brahmanas and kshatriyas imply the entirety of the objective universe? Because when you say all the brahmanas and kshatriyas become the food for the atma means brahmanas and kshatriyas contribute for the protection of the dharma, thereby they contribute for the protection of the entirety of the cosmos. See, people who contribute for the protection of dharma by their teachings, by their living, by the sustaining dharma, protecting dharma, they contribute for the universal harmony. By contributing for the universal harmony, by contributing for not disturbing the universal order, they contribute for the protection of the entirety of the cosmos. Therefore, these two words themselves imply the entirety of the objective universe, the subtle and the gross, the entirety of the cosmos. Which means, for Atma, the entirety of the universe becomes the food, means everything in the entire universe become engulfed by the Atma. We have to go next line. We have to go step by step. Brahmanas and Kshatriyas become the food for the Atma means the entirety of the universe become the food for the Atma. Entirety of the universe become food for the Atma means entirety of the cosmos become engulfed by the Atma. Become engulfed by Atma means what? The entirety of the universe does not have existence outside of the Atma. Does not have existence independently outside of the Atma. If I say water engulfs the entire ocean full of waves means the ocean full of waves does not exist outside of the water. Water engulfs the ocean means the ocean full of waves does not exist outside of the water. The entire ocean full of waves is nothing but water. That's the meaning. Similarly here, when you say Atma engulfs the entire universe, the entire universe becomes food for the Atma means the entire universe doesn't have existence outside of the Atma. Which means, when you say the entire universe, we have to say the space. This all accommodative space and all the objects which exist in space become engulfed. Means the universe, including space, does not have existence outside of the Atma. Where does the space exist? Space exists in the Atma. Space enjoys exists in the Atma. And all the forms, names and functions which exist in space, of course, enjoy the existence in Atma. Now, having said that, next mantra, next sentence, Upanishad says, Mrityuhu yasya upasechanam. Upasechanam literally means chutney. I don't know how many of you know chutney. Chutney is like pickle chutney is also side dish. Upasechanam literally means chutney. Now, if this Brahma and Kshatram, the entirety of the cosmos, the space and all the forms, names and functions which exist in space become the food for the Atma means. And that the main dish, and here the time fact is like upasechanam. Mrityuhu means Lord of Death. Lord of Death is a title given to the very time factor. Time alone is personified as Lord of death. Time alone is said to be Kalaha, Mrityuhu. The Mrityuhu means time. Yasya Upasechanam. So not only the space and everything which exists in space, the time factor in, who is said to be the engulfer of the whole Jagat. Jagat Bhakshakaha Kalaha. Kalaha Mrityuhu Jagat Bhakshakaha. Time factor is said to be the engulfer, eater of the entire universe. Why? Because the universe comes in time, universe exists in time, the universe resolves in time. Therefore, in time, there's a manifestation, universe becomes manifested. In time, the universe exists. In time, the universe resolves also. That's why time is said to be, time is a very subtle phenomenon, is said to be the engulfer, the eater of the entire universe. Jagat Bhakshakaha. And Mrityuhu, such Mrityuhu, such great time factor, which is given the title of the Jagat Bhakshakaha, engulfer of the entire cosmos, here becomes side dish for the Atma. Yasya Upasechanam, which means, Upasechanam is what? Just time is, time also is, doesn't exist at all by itself. Time doesn't exist at all by itself. Time itself comes in time. Time also exists in time. Time goes in time. So time is bound by time. Time is bound by time. Time is limited by time. Therefore, and this all pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, this Atma is the engulfer of the universe. Jagat Bhakshakasya Bhakshakaha Atma. Jagat Bhakshakasya Bhakshakaha Atma. Atma is the eater of the universe. Atma is the engulfer of the universe. Over here, Mrityuhu asya upasechanam. For this Atma, Mrityu is like a side dish, means time factor also doesn't have existence outside of the Atma. Therefore, it is the Atma which lends existence to the very time factor. Time does not exist outside of the Atma. Time has no independent existence outside of the Atma. Therefore, the devourer of the devourer of the universe is the Atma. That's why I wanted to I told you many times in my other classes. I want you to remember, especially in this paksha, this Pitru Paksha, we should remember Atma is Atma looked upon as Ishvara is said to be Kala Kaleshwaraha. Kalasyapi Kalaha Kala Kalaha. Kala Kala Ishwaraha. Kala Kaleshwara is this Karunakara Valyamba Sameta Kala Kaleshwara Swami. We have temple near Coimbatore. And this is also said to be very important, one of the places like Tirukkadaiyur. In Tirukkadaiyur, Bhagavan is called Amrita Ghateshwaraha. Amrita Ghateshwaraha, the one who has the pot filled with the nectar in his hand. Which means, if you approach that Bhagavan, worship that Bhagavan, pray to Bhagavan, then you will be blessed with the jnanam. Thereby, he has this nectar. And you can have the nectar from him. Which means what? Nectar of jnanam. Thereby, you can become immortal. That is the idea. What I want to say, Bhagavan is said to be Kalabhakshakaha. Okay? Bhagavan Kalasyavi Bhakshakaha. Kalaha Jagat Bhakshakaha. Whereas Atma is Kalasyapi Bhakshakaha. The devourer of the time factor is Bhagavan. Kala Kaleshwara. So here, Mrityuhu Asya Upasechanam. Therefore, Bhagavan not only is free from spatial limitation, this here, the reality, Atma, is free from time limitation also, which means being free from spatial limitation, time limitation implies what? Atma being free from object limitations also. Therefore, the Atma is Brahma, this all-pervasive, abstract, formless, inexplicably surplus reality is the biggest, limitlessly big Brahma. Atma is Brahma. There's nothing which is greater than Atma, bigger than Atma. Because Atma is beginningless, endless, changeless, independent reality. Therefore, it is said, Kaha Itta Veda Yatra Saha. So here, this last sentence, Kaha Itta Veda Yatra Saha. That's it. What does it mean? Saha, Kaha Itta Veda. Itta means Ittam Bhutam Atmanam Kaha Veda. Which person can know Atma of this nature easily? Itta Veda. Ittam Bhutam Atmanam Kaha Veda. Who knows the literal translation? Who knows means who can know Atma, which is of this nature. This which nature? This Atma, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Atma, which is of the nature of infinitude. The timeless, time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless, abstract, formless reality is Atma. Therefore, who can know Atma, which is of this nature of infinitude? Who can discover Atma in the reality in terms of this nature of limitlessness? Who can discover Atma, which is this Atma in terms of this Swarupam, this nature of limitlessness? Kaha Itta Veda Yatra Saha Pratishthitaha. And who can discover this Atma, which is of this nature? Who can discover that Atma? Where exactly, how exactly that Atma is? Yatra Saha. Where exactly, how exactly that Atma is? Who can know? So what does it mean? The second thing. Kaha Itta Veda Yatra Saha. That's Kaha Itta Veda Yatra Saha means who can know the essential nature of this Atma? Who can know the Swarupam of the Atma? Means only the question is only Akshepartha Prashnaha. This is not actual question. The question, a person has an objection. Only a person who is adequately mentally prepared can discover that Atma. A person who is not mentally prepared, even if he is aspiring for the knowledge, cannot discover that Atma. That is the teaching. Therefore, this mantra indirectly emphasizes one must definitely pay attention to one's mental preparation. One's focus must be on one's own preparation, one's growth, one's maturity. The sense, one's eligibility attaining this jnana. One must make all possible efforts to prepare oneself mentally for having this knowledge, for attaining this knowledge. That is the emphasis here. Okay, let us see the simple verse. Yasya Atmanaha Brahmachakshatram cha ube odanaha bhavataha. The Atma for whom Brahmachakshatram cha, the Brahmanaha and Kshatriyaha, become deformed. Mrityu asya upasechanam. And it is for the Atma for whom the time factor becomes like a upasechanam. Upasechanam. Kaha ittha veda yatra saha. Who can know Atma which is of this subtlest nature, which is of this nature of limitlessness, easily, and where exactly, how exactly that Atma is? Means only a person who has Purushartha Nischeha. What we need to understand here, the person must have Purushartha Nischeha first of all. He must know his ultimate goal being moksha, goal being choiceless. He must know the value of the jnanam, knowledge of the reality. He must know the connection between jnanajya and moksha. Then he must become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. And when he becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam, he must know the importance of having subtle, refined, adequately qualified, mature mind to become absolutely mature by having division of the truth. And such a person who knows the importance of becoming emotionally mature should focus his attention always on his mental preparation. I mean, one must, whatever a person does, he must do consciously in conformity with Dharma, having his focus on mental preparation, mental purification and mental steadiness. Only then he can become qualified, he can become adequately sharp and stable, that he would be eligible to attain this jnanam. Even to have vivekaha, one must live a life of dharma. But even to have discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, one needs to be subtle. And even after having viveka, to have vairagyam, then having vairagyam, thereby to be more focused, to have that contemplative mental disposition, definitely one must consciously live a life of karma yoga, having his focus on mental preparation. That is emphasized by the second, the sentence, kaha ittha veda yatra saha. Actually, you can say it's a third sentence, the second line of the mantra. Okay. The whole mantra is a third sentence. Let us go to the Bhashyam now. Yasya Atmanaha. See, Yasya, Shankara Bhagavatpada writes his commentary. Yasya is equal to Atmanaha. Yasya for whom? Yasya literally means of whom, but here it means for whom. For whom means what? Atmanaha, for Atma. For Atma, Brahma Kshatre. See here, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the compound word. Upal presents the two different words. Brahma cha Kshatrancha, Brahma Kshatre. I'm glad at least you know a little bit of samasa now. You understand. Brahma Kshatre. Brahma stands for Brahmanaha. See, Brahma is a singular word. Kshatram is a singular word. Brahma, a singular word, neuter gender word, which stands for Brahmanaha. Then Kshatram stands for Kshatriyaha. Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha. Sarva Dharma Vidharake. See, Brahmanaha, Sarva Dharma Vidharakaha. So, Sarvan Dharman Vidharayanti iti Sarva Dharma Vidharakaha. Sarvan dharman vidharayanti iti sarva dharma vidharakaha. Supporters, protectors, sustainers of all dharmas. Sarvesham dharmanam vidharakaha. You can make a compound now. Understand the compound. Sarvesham dharmanam vidharakaha. Protectors of all dharmas. Sarvesham dharmanam vidharakaha. Sarva dharma vidharakaha. Brahmanaha. So, kshatriyaha api sarvesham dharmanam vidharakaha. Sarva dharma vidharakaha. But here, we take it as new to gender word. Brahma kshatriya has two singular words. One dual word. Sarva dharma vidharake api. So, the brahmanas and kshatriyas are the supporters of all dharmas. Therefore, sarva prana bhute. Sarva prana bhute ubhe. They become sarva pranaha. Sarva prana bhutaha brahmanaha kshatriyaha. Sarva brahma kshatre sarvadharma vidharake api sarva prana bhute. The dual word sarva prana bhute. Brahma sarva prana bhutam. Kshatram sarva prana bhutam means what? Brahmanaha sarva prana bhutaha. Kshatriyaha sarva prana bhutaha. So sarva prana bhutaha means what? They are the sustainers of prana bhutaha. Means sustenance of the entire cosmos, all the beings here. Therefore, they symbolize the entirety of the universe. Okay, sarva prana bhute means they symbolize the entirety of the universe. Sarva prana bhute. Ube. Vodanaha. What does the word Vodanaha mean now? Now you understand the first word. Brahma and Kshatram. Two singular words. Together become Brahma Kshatre. And these two words. The word singular word Brahma implies all the Brahmanaha. Kshatram stands for all the Kshatriyaha. And they are the supporters of the sustenance of the all dharmas. Therefore, they symbolize the entirety of the cosmos, entirety of the universe. Being sustainers of all, protectors of all. Odanaha. Noshakacha writes Odanaha. Means what? Ashanam. Odanaha bhavataha. Ashanam bhavataha. Please make a note. The word Odanaha means food. Cooked food is odanaha. I mean, edible food is odanaha. Okay. Ashanam literally means eating. Ash dhatu, ashnati verb. Ashnati eats. Ashanam eating. But sometimes the gerund nouns are taken to be the noun food itself. So ashanam means food. Odanaha, ashanam. Food. Bhavataha. Bhavataha syatam. Syatam means what? Staha. That's all. Okay. They become the food. So, Brahmanaha Kshatriyaha, who symbolize the entire cosmos, become the food for the Atma means what? For entirety of the cosmos, including space. You can include time also here. Okay, entirety of the cosmos, including time and space, becomes food for the Atma, means becomes engulfed, devoured by the Atma. So Atma is not the devourer of the entire universe, means what? Devourer means Atma exists independently, lending existence to the entirety of the cosmos by its mere presence. No, sarvaharopi, sarvaharaha api. Sarvaharaha means what? The sarvaharaha means the devourer of everything. engulfer of everything, snatcher of everything, sarvaharaha, sarvam sarvan jivan harati, sarvam jagat harati, it is sarvaharaha. Time factor is said to be sarvaharaha. I already told you, sarvaharaha means sarvam harati iti sarvaharaha. The time factor said to be the deliverer of the entire universe. Sarvaharaha api. Though time factor is said to be the snatcher of everything, deliverer of everything, engulfer of everything, still mrityuhu. Mrityuhu, who is mrityuhu? Sarvaharaha. Mrityuhu, the Lord Death, which means time factor. Time factor, who is said to be the Lord of Death, is said to be the snatcher of all lives, snatcher of everything. Here is what? Asya upasechanam iva. Asya upasechanam iva is like a side dish. Is like a chutney, upasechanam for the Atma. Which means what? Time has nothing. Okay. Time has no independent existence at all. The time can be the great devourer, snatcher of everything, the standpoint of the world. But from the standpoint of Atma, time also is a devoured by the Atma. Therefore, iva upasechanam iva. Odhanasya. So time factor is like a side dish for the main food. The whole jagat with the space is like the main food for the Atma. And this time factor is like the side dish of the food. Which means time and space, the entirety of the cosmos, including time and space, become devoured by the Atma, which means it has no existence outside of the Atma. Ashanatve api apariyaptaha. Even though the side dish, upasaichanam, chutney, you can take pickle or anything. Upa literally means chutney only. Upasaichanam, ashanatve api, in spite of having the status of being the food, apariyaptaha, it is not sufficient even for one bite. Apariyaptaha means not sufficient. What big upasechanam? Upasechanam is just, in one thing, you can lick it with one finger. Is not sufficient even for a bite, even for one mouthful. Therefore, that time factor is, what does it mean? It, time is not absolute. Many scientists were of the view that science, time is absolute. No, time is not absolute. Time is also relative. Consciousness alone is reality, which is of the nature of consciousness. Pure knowledge alone is, as pure consciousness, without time, without space, without the world of plurality, without duality, without the plurality of forms, names and functions, the pure consciousness alone is there. Like in deep sleep state, in Mahapalaya Kala, exactly how you are in sleep, how exactly is there? There's only pure knowledge, pure consciousness. That is just the reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, is there. Is there a time? No. Is there space? No. Is there a world of duality? No. Is there duality? No. Is there dual experience? No. which means when duality is not there, dual experience is not there, when there is no time, when there is no space, what is without undergoing any change, changelessly is the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is pure knowledge. And therefore, that reality is free from time and space limitations, but thereby is free from object limitation also, and it is there as the engulfer, as the devourer of the entire cosmos, including time and space. Okay, next. Tam prakrita buddhihi. No, Shankar Bhagavatpada makes his commentary. Tam means tam atmanam. Tam here means atmanam. That atma which is of such nature. That greatest atma, most exalted atma, which is of such great nature. Prakrita buddhihi. Prakrita buddhihi means unrefined minded. Prakrita unrefined buddhihi. Prakrita buddhihi yasya saha prakrita buddhihi. The one whose intellect is not refined enough is prakrita buddhihi, the person of unrefined intellect. Unrefined intellect or unprepared minded person. Yathokta sadhana sahitaha. Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Who is unrefined minded? Who is unrefined minded? Unrefined person of unrefined intellect or mind. Yathokta sadhana rahitaha. The person who is devoid of the above said qualifications. Yathokta sadhana rahitaha. The person who is not endowed with the qualifications mentioned before. Yathokta sadhana rahitaha. Which means the person who does not have viveka and vairagyam, mainly vairagyam. Avirataha. Understand? Avirataha. The person who has not yet withdrawn himself from improper behavior. Implies what? The person who is not able to still live a life of dharma. Such a person. Yathokta sadhana rahitaha san. The person being one without qualifications mentioned before. Unrefined minded. Kaha ittha. Ittha means ittham in this manner. Ittha means ittham. Ittham means evam. Yathok. The sadhanavan. Yathokta sadhanavan eva ityartha. So, the person who is not refined minded, who is not eligible, cannot know the Atma, cannot know the Atma of this nature. Yathokta sadhanavan. Iva ityartha. Yathokta sadhanavan iva ityartha. Yathokta sadhanavan means the person who is not qualified, who does not have the qualifications as mentioned before, such a person cannot know the Atma of such nature. Veda vijanati yatra saha atma iti. where that Atma is available for recognition, how that Atma is, what is the nature of that Atma, etc. This person cannot know. Why? He is not sharp enough, refined enough to understand, ascertain that Atma. Therefore, one must make all possible efforts to live a life of Dharma, to live a life of Karma Yoga, to follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, having one's focus always on one's mental preparation. Thereby, one should see one becomes qualified for the attainment of Jnanam, to understand, to ascertain the Atma which is of such nature. This is the lesson of this mantra. Okay, with this, the second section is over. Iti Srimat Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Govinda Bhagavat Pada Pujya Padasi Govinda Bhagavat Pada Pujya Bhagavat Pujya Pada Sishya Srimad Acharya Sri Shankar Bhagavataha Kritau Kathopanishad Bhashye Prathamadhyaye Dityavalli Bhashyam Samaptam. So, Samaptam, here ended the Bhashyam commentary on the second section in the first chapter of the commentary on Kathopanishad, the work of Sri Adishankara Bhagavatpada, the great Acharya, the disciple of the revered teacher Govindapada, Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya. Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya. Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya is a title given to the great renunciates and also great men of wisdom, the teachers. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.